content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available locally with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of the reviews of movies and plays on the TRRS website. To access these, go to www.trianglereadingservice.org, click on the podcast link, then click either the movie review link or the play review link. The following movies are currently have reviews in podcast, and that would be Black Panther, Blockers, Game Night, Isle of Dogs, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Love, Simon, Pacific Rim Uprising, Ready Player One, and Tomb Raider. And, of course, when more reviews become available, we'll be putting those in there as well. And as these movies close in the local theaters, we'll be archiving those reviews. Now then, a quick overview of what's coming up with audio description, the plays. We have Harvey at North Carolina State University's Titmus Theater, and that audio-described performance is on Friday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. Chicago at Duke's Hoof and Horn Theater, Saturday, April 14th, 1 p.m. King Charles III on Sunday, April 15th at Burning Coal, their Murphy School Theater. It's 7:30 p.m. Sense and Sensibility at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville is Thursday, April 19th, 7:30 p.m. Bright Star at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday, April 21st. It is 2 p.m. Marie Antoinette at Meredith College's Jones Theater, Saturday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m. Alice at Wonderland at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, April 22nd, 2 p.m. A Night with Janis Joplin at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday, May 5th at 2 p.m. Waitress, the Musical at Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, Saturday, May 5th, 8 p.m. Plaza Suite at Cary Players on Sunday, May 6th, 3 p.m. That's at the Cary Arts Center. Blood Done Sign My Name at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, May 20th, 3 p.m. Yo, Vikings at the Cary Arts Center by the Cary Youth Applause Theater, and that's on Sunday, May 20th at 3:30 p.m. And then in Fayetteville, Crowns at the Cape Fear Theater on Thursday, May 24th, 7:30 p.m. A few other shows down the road. In June, there will be Don't Dress for Dinner at Raleigh Little Theater. And also in June, Oliver at Justice Theater Project. And then in July, Newsies will be at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And that's our plays. We'll move on down to the movies just now. Now, the following theaters show movies with audio description. The North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Caribou Avenue in Cary. The Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex, White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner, and the Greensboro Grand Stadium 16 at 3205 North Line Avenue in Greensboro. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You can get showtimes and which theaters they're in. You can call 844-462-7342 and simply follow the menu prompts. Now, what I'm going to give you here is which movies are playing with audio description and which theaters they're in. And then, like I say, you can check their phone system to get the show times. That number once again, and I'm going to say it twice, is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. The movies, 7 Days in Entebbe. It's rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the Grand in Greensboro. Black Panther, also rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters except the Grand in Greensboro, so that's Briar Creek, Timberline, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, and White Oak. And there is a review of this in podcast. Blockers, rated R, plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. And we have a review of that. Game Night, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the Greensboro Grand. We have a review of that. Isle of Dogs, rated PG-13, at the White Oak in Garner. We have a review of that. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, at the Crossroads in Cary. Also have a review. Love, Simon, rated PG-13, at Crossroads, Beaver Creek, and Greensboro Grand. We have a review of that one. Pacific Rim Uprising, rated PG-13, is at all of these theaters, and we have a review of that. Peter Rabbit, rated PG, plays at Beaver Creek and White Oak. Rampage, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. Ready Player One, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters, and we have a review of it. Sherlock Gnomes is not rated. It plays at all of the theaters except the Timberline and the Greensboro Grand. The Miracle Season, rated PG, plays at all of the theaters except for the Timberline and North Hills. And finally, Tomb Raider, rated PG-13. It's still playing at the Crossroads in Cary, and we have a review of that one. Now, here's some preview information about the newest releases. That would be the ones for which previous shows have not offered preview information. Blockers is an American sex comedy film directed by Kay Cannon in her directorial debut and written by Brian Kehoe and Jim Kehoe, John Hurwitz, Hayden Schlossberg, and Eben Russell. The film stars Leslie Mann, Ike Barinholtz, and John Cena as a trio of parents who try to stop their daughters, Catherine Newton, Geraldine Visvanathan, and Gideon Adlon, from losing their virginity on prom night. On the day of the prom, Julie shares with her best friends, Kayla and Sam, that she plans to lose her virginity to her boyfriend, Austin. Kayla immediately pledges to do so as well, though on a casual basis with her lab partner and school drug cook, Connor. Sam, a closeted lesbian, confused about her feelings, is reluctant, but joins the pact out of a desire for a shared experience that will bind her to her two best friends as they go to college. She goes to the prom with harmless, chubby, fedora-wearing Chad. Julie's mother, Lisa, puts on a pre-party for the parents and kids. Mitchell, Kayla's father, greets Lisa and notes that she has been evading his attempts to catch up. Sam's free-spirited father, Hunter, divorced from her mother after his infidelity, arrives in a limousine for the girls and pledges to make this night the best of her life. The girls head to prom and text each other about their sex pack. Back home, Mitchell and Lisa hear Julie's still open laptop and intercept the messages. And it goes on from there. Chappaquiddick is an American drama film directed by John Curran and written by Taylor Allen and Andrew Logan. The film stars Jason Clarke as Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy and Kate Mara as Mary Jo Kopechne, with Ed Helms, Bruce Dern, Jim Gaffigan, Clancy Brown, and Olivia Thirlby in supporting roles. The plot details the 1969 Chappaquiddick incident, wherein Senator Kennedy drove his car into a lake, killing Kopechne, and the subsequent political and social ramifications. Through true accounts documented in the inquest from the investigation in 1969, the film addresses the scandal and mysterious events surrounding the drowning of Mary Jo Kopechne, and after Ted Kennedy drove his car off the infamous Dyke Bridge on Chappaquiddick Island in Massachusetts. Not only did this event take the life of an aspiring political strategist and Kennedy insider, it ultimately changed the course of presidential history, intimately exposing the broad reach of political power and influence of America's most celebrated family, and the vulnerability and political destruction of Ted Kennedy, the youngest son in the shadow of his family legacy. Isle of Dogs is a 2018 stop-motion animated comedy film written, produced, and directed by Wes Anderson. Set in a dystopian near-future Japan, the film follows a young boy who goes in search of his dog after the whole species is banished to an island due to an illness outbreak. The film's ensemble voice cast includes Bryan Cranston, Edward Norton, Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, Greta Gerwig, Frances McDormand, Courtney B. Vance, Fisher Stevens, Harvey Keitel, Liev Schreiber, Bob Balaban, Scarlett Johansson, Tilda Swinton, F. Murray Abraham, Frank Wood, and Yoko Ono. In the dystopian near-future Japan, a dog virus spreads throughout the canine population. The authoritarian new mayor of Megasaki City, Kobayashi, signs a decree banning all dogs to Trash Island, despite a scientist named Professor Watanabe insisting he is close to finding a cure. The first dog to be banished is Spots, who belonged to Atari Kobayashi, the orphaned nephew and ward of the mayor. 6 months later, Atari runs away from home, steals a plane, and flies to Trash Island to find Spots. After a crash landing, he is rescued by five dogs, Rex, King, Duke, Boss, and Chief. They decide to help Atari locate Spots, although Chief, a former stray, is reluctant to fraternize with humans. Rampage is a 2018 American science fiction monster film directed by Brad Peyton, loosely based on the video game series of the same name by Midway Games. The film stars Dwayne Johnson, Naomi Harris, Malin Ackerman, Joe Manganiello, Jake Lacey, Marley Shelton, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. It follows a primatologist who must team up with George, an albino gorilla who turns into a raging creature of enormous size following a rogue experiment, in order to stop an invasion of monsters. Primatologist Davis Okoye, a man who is the head of an anti-poaching unit, finds out his beloved albino silverback gorilla friend George has been infected with a mysterious experiment that turns him into a giant, aggressive beast. To make matters worse, a gray wolf named Ralph and an American crocodile named Lizzie have been infected too. With the help of a discredited genetic engineer named Dr. Kate Caldwell, he must save George, stop Ralph and Lizzie from destroying most of America, and find out who mutated the animals. The Miracle Season is an American drama film directed by Sean McNamara and starring Helen Hunt, William Hurt, Aaron Moriarty, and Danica Yarosh. The film is based on the true story of the Iowa City West High School volleyball team after the sudden death of the team leader Caroline, Caroline Found, in 2011. Caroline Found is the star player and captain of the volleyball team at West High School in Iowa City, Iowa. Her tragic death in an accident inspires Caroline's coach and teammates to band together to try and win the state championship for a second straight season. Once again, to get information about showtimes, you want to call 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and follow the menu prompts. And now some in-depth information about the plays. Harvey at North Carolina State University's Titmuss Theater, the audio-described performance on Friday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. This is a Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy in which Elwood Dowd introduces Harvey, a 6-foot, 3.5-inch tall, invisible rabbit, to everyone he meets. Finding Elwood's erratic behavior increasingly embarrassing, his social-climbing sister, Veta, decides to have him committed to a sanitarium. A comedy of errors ensues when a very flirtatious Dr. Sanderson commits Veta instead. When the truth comes out, the search begins for Elwood and his best puka friend, Harvey. The play is written by Mary Chase. It's directed by Rachel Clem. Tickets are available online and in person at Ticket Central or by phone at 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. Ticket Central is open 1 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 1 hour before curtain on show days. Chicago at Duke's Hoof and Horn Theater. The audio-described performance is on Saturday, April 14th at 1 p.m. Record-breaking smash hit Chicago is coming to the Vander Hayden Studio Theater. Come enjoy a night of fame and criminality as Hoof and Horn razzle-dazzles you with all that jazz. The 81st season of Hoof and Horn comes to a close with Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history. From the creative minds of Broadway legends John Kander, Fred Ebb, and Bob Fosse, Chicago paints the glamour and depravity of the Roaring Twenties like no other. The show will draw you into the world of bootleggers, showgirls, adulterers, and all that jazz. It tells the story of Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly, two experienced showgirls turned murderers, as they navigate the complex world of fame and criminality. Behind the bars of the Cook County Jail, Roxy and Velma vie for their moment in the spotlight, pulling their lawyer, warden, and the press along with them. Set to a sensational and snazzy score, the six-time Tony Award-winning production has dazzled audiences since 1975. Come experience the thrill of Chicago in Duke's newest gem on campus, the Vonder Hayden Studio Theater at the Rubenstein Arts Center, 2020 Campus Drive in Durham. Tickets start at $10. King Charles III at Burning Coal on Sunday, April 15th at 2 p.m. This is a future history play by Mike Bartlett, directed by Karen O'Brien. Talkbacks with the cast will happen after the Sunday matinee performance. It is the future. The Queen is dead. Long live the King. The crown has finally come to the patiently waiting Charles. But other forces have been waiting, too, waiting for a monarch who they believe will help them pass a most undemocratic law. In 2014, Mike Bartlett's future history play took the theater world by storm. The New York Times called it flat-out brilliant, dazzlingly presumptuous, and finally, this splendid, high-reaching, and utterly unexpected play. Tickets are $25 for adults, $20 for seniors 65 and over, $15 for students, teachers, and active military. You can call Burning Coal Theater at 919-834-4001. That's 919-834-4001. Sense and Sensibility at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Thursday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Set in gossipy late 18th century England with a fresh female voice, the play is full of humor, emotional depth, and bold theatricality. The Dashwood sisters, sensible Eleanor and hypersensitive Mary Ann, are left financially destitute and socially vulnerable after their father's sudden death. The family is forced to move to a distant cottage, and the sisters become entangled in heart-wrenching romances. They are forced to ask themselves, when reputation is everything, how do you follow your heart? Based on the novel by Jane Austen and adapted by Kate Hamill, this is a comedy directed by Catherine Burke. Bright Star at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, April 21st at 2 p.m., and this is in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium at 2 East South Street. It's from Grammy, Emmy, and Academy Award-winning Steve Martin and Grammy Award-winning Edie Brickell, and they produced Bright Star, the five-time Tony-nominated new Broadway musical. This original musical tells a sweeping tale of love and redemption set against the rich backdrop of the American South in the 1920s and 40s. Tickets start at $25.15. The box office phone number is 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. And it's extension 6944. That whole shebang once again is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Marie Antoinette is at Meredith College's Jones Theater on April 21st, 7:30 p.m. Unfortunately, we have no more information available than that. Raleigh Little Theater has Alice at Wonderland on Sunday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. the folly of the 21st century collides with the madness of Wonderland in this new adaptation that remains fairly faithful to Lewis Carroll's original tale. Alice is a texting, tweeting, and Googling girl of the modern digital era, but she finds herself in the Wonderland of old, with all of the characters that you know and love, including the Mad Hatter, the White Rabbit, and the Queen of Hearts. This musical imagines a present-day Alice encountering the Wonderland that so many of us treasure. Meanwhile, the younger generation will appreciate and relate to the many references to the digital age. This script is written by Jonathan Jukic. It's directed by Chasta Hamilton. Adult tickets are $18. Children 12 and under are $12. And you can call Raleigh Little Theater box office at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. A Night with Janis Joplin at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is Saturday, May 5th at 2 p.m. Like a comet that burns far too brightly to last, Janis Joplin exploded onto the music scene in 1967 and almost overnight became the queen of rock and roll. Now share an evening with the woman and her musical influences in the hit musical A Night with Janis Joplin. Tickets start at $29.22. Their box office is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Waitress the Musical at the Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, May 5th at 8 p.m. It's a new Broadway musical baked from the heart. The women of Waitress are changing Broadway, so says Time magazine. Brought to life by a groundbreaking all-female creative team, this irresistible new hit features original music and lyrics by six-time Grammy nominee Sarah Bareilles, a brave and love song, a book by acclaimed screenwriter Jesse Nelson, I Am Sam, and direction by Tony Award winner Diane Paulus, who directed Pippin and Finding Neverland. It's an empowering musical of the highest order, raves the Chicago Tribune. You can get more information at 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Meanwhile, we are running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrud. Thank you for listening in. Check with me again in a couple of weeks. We're always here. And remember, we do have reviews of the movies in podcast. And you just want to go to trianglereadingservice.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on the movie review link. And maybe you and I will bump into each other at a play or at the movies.